702.
Let's walk the talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report here on 702 and Cape Talk. Julius Malema has just been at the podium, the EFF having that press conference explaining why it gave support to the Democratic Alliance. And Julius Malema tweeted earlier this week saying that let's provide clarity on Thursday at Winnie Mandela at 12 p.m. because people don't know what's happening. They're all in shock, including those who won, in inverted commas, politics 101 class. Don't be late. So that's just started. We're going to take you there in a short while. And then the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, that officially kicks off today. Do you think it makes a difference? Do you think these 16 days of activism, the campaign, gives sufficient attention? Should we not be doing this all year round? We have this conversation every year. So what are your thoughts about it? Do you think it gives the spotlight to gender-based violence, or do you think it's just a waste of time? Send us a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567. South Africa's COVID-19 cases ticking upward. We are expecting that fourth wave at some stage in December. New confirmed daily infections have risen exponentially. 1,275 new cases reported in the last 24 hours. So the data from the NICD showing an increase in the seven-day moving average in new COVID cases in Gauteng. Now, we are very mindful about not freaking you out, but ENCA and SABC are reporting that a new COVID-19 variant has been discovered in South Africa. Variant B11529 has also been found in Botswana and Hong Kong. We just don't have details around this. We are waiting for the NICD to put out a press statement on this. So let's get clarity now from Mia Lindeke, EWN reporter, watching all of this for us. Mia, thank you for your time. Firstly, is there a link between the cluster outbreak that we see in Tswane and this reported new variant? What do we know about this reported variant?
Mandy, this is what we are hoping that the NICD will give clarity on this afternoon during this press briefing scheduled for 1 o'clock. There are media reports that there is this new variant. We have also heard about these reports, and I've been in constant contact with the NICD officials. We understand that there is a statement on this, but officials are still waiting for the statement to be approved before the NICD will say anything on these reports. Now, the health department says that there is a cluster outbreak at the Tshwane University of Technology and the south of Pretoria. That would be the Hatfield area. Now, largely driven by the younger people between the age of 20 years and in their early 30 years. We've also been warned that the fourth wave is likely to be driven by a new variant that we've been reporting on this show for a number of weeks now, even months. The health department's acting DG, Dr. Nicholas Chris, says that they are testing the samples of this cluster to verify whether there is in fact this new variant and whether it's detected in these hotspots.
Okay, so we are waiting then for the NICD to either put out an official statement or to have that press conference at 1 o'clock. But we are seeing these reports and we're telling you about them. We just don't have the details at this stage. Mia, the health department, have they been saying anything about further lockdown restrictions? We are going into December. People are starting to worry a little bit about this.
Yes, and that's also the, you know, what a sense that I'm getting from the public with the reports that we are receiving. So Dr. Crisp says that it's too early, and I think we've been reiterating this for a long while. It's too early. They are still monitoring all their models. But the business sector is obviously extremely nervous, Mandy. It's a looming fourth wave. We have all seen this same kind of strict restrictions in December 2020 last year. Companies have also not recovered from the previous lockdowns, the load shedding, and now obviously they are fearing the worst. But people must remember that even if you are vaccinated, it doesn't mean that you won't contract the virus. It's to prevent you from severe illness. And now is the time really to get vaccinated. Is there anything to read into the spike in COVID-19 cases, especially in Gauteng? Let's listen to what Dr. Nicholas Chris had to say about these restrictions.
I think what the real message to the public is we have to protect ourselves. So you have to continue with wearing your mask and be very, very adamant that you always wear your mask, washing your hands and being in ventilated places, not being in big crowds. Forget about parties and engagements at this time. because you just need one of you to be carrying the virus and you will spread it. And above all, please go and get vaccinated, especially if you're a younger person. Now, the old people, we have vaccinated more than 65% of people over the age of 60.
Mayor, government has also asked Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer to delay the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines to South Africa because we have so much stock right now. I've seen that number sitting at something like 5 months of COVID-19 vaccines, 16.8 million doses in stock. Is this going to create a problem with the fourth wave looming?
Yes, so the department is not concerned about the fact that, you know, it has to defer the stock, but it is concerned and actually extremely concerned about the low uptake in vaccines, especially now, you know, with a fourth wave. At the moment, we have about 16 million J&J and Pfizer vaccines at our central cold storage facilities. Now, the concern is obviously, will they expire? No, they are safe. It's got a long expiry date, we have been told, and so that's fine. The department says it's been diverting the stock for a while now, but when there is a huge uptake again, they will stop this. At this stage, they don't want to take away from the countries. They have seen a huge demand for vaccines from citizens. But, you know, let's listen to what Dr. Nicholas Chris had to say, that he's basically hoping that, you know, the stock that we are deferring, that it will go to African countries and that the continent will benefit.
You know, we don't control that. There are people placing orders, countries placing orders for vaccines all the time. And, you know, if we don't need to accept our orders because we are not using them as fast as we thought we were going to use them, then it's up to the companies to distribute to whoever's the next requiring the demand. So we hope that a lot of that would go to the COVAX facility. And we hope that a lot of it would go into other African countries.
Mia, thank you very much for that comprehensive wrap. Mia Lindeke there explaining where we are at the moment. So as soon as we have some kind of statement, or at 1 o'clock, the NICD expected to hold that briefing on this potential new variant, we will bring you that. How are you feeling about this? I mean, do you have the capacity to deal with another new variant? And how are you feeling about a fourth wave? Send us a WhatsApp voice note. Let us know. And also this issue of the fact that we have 16.8 million doses of vaccines in stock. Is there not perhaps a way for us to use them by giving boosters to those people that want them, or, yep, to give them to neighbouring countries as well? Let us know your thoughts.